Blackstone Audio presents The Girl from the Well by Rin Chupeco. This book is read by Andy Arndt. For Les, who taught me that monsters need love too. Chapter 1. Fireflies. I am where dead children go. With other kinds of dead, it is different. Often their souls drift quietly away, like a leaf caught in the throes of a hidden whirlpool, slipping down without sound, away from sight. They roll and ebb gently with the tides until they sink beneath the waves and I no longer see where they go, like sputtering candlelight, like little embers that burn briefly and brightly for several drawn moments before their light goes out. But they are not my territory. They are not my hunt. And then there are the murdered dead. And they are peculiar, stranger things. You may think me biased, being murdered myself, but my state of being has nothing to do with curiosity toward my own species, if we can be called such. We do not go gentle, as your poet encourages, into that good night. We are the fates that people fear to become. We are what happens to good persons and to bad persons and to everyone in between. Murdered deads live in storms without season, in time without flux. We do not go because people do not let us go. The man refuses to let her go, though he does not know this yet. He is inside an apartment that smells of dirty cigarettes and stale beer. He sits on a couch and watches television, where a man tells jokes. But this man who wears a